Okay, let's start with our second chapter. I hope I needn't give my introduction again. This is Vijaya Ingule. I'm a practicing advocate and I'll be taking you through the legal aspects of business law. We have already dealt with contract. Now we will deal with Sale of Goods Act 1930. Sale of Goods Act was a part of Indian Contract Act. Subsequently, it was removed and made into a separate act. When we are dealing with Sale of Goods Act, all the principles of Contract Act will also be applicable here. So let us see what is Sale of Goods Act. This is a general overview. The Sales of Goods Act was enforced on 1st July 1930. What is a contract of sale of goods? A contract of sale of goods, it's a contract whereby the seller transfers or agrees to transfer the property in goods to the buyer for a price. So there is a buyer, that is there is an offerer, there is an acceptance from the buyer and there is a consideration from the buyer to the seller, that is price, and from the seller to the buyer, that is the goods. So you will see all the principles of contracts are embodied, but it more so governs particularly as to the principles of sale of goods, when goods would be sold. What are the essentials? There should be two parties or more. There should be transfer of a property. That property is supposed to be a good. There should be a price payable. If there is exchange of goods in turn of goods, that becomes a barter system. Okay, but if there is part good and part money, perfectly fine. But there has to be some price quantified in terms of money. There should be a sale and or agreement for sale. No formalities are required, only understanding is sufficient. For example, purchase orders and invoices. I am issuing purchase orders, you are giving me invoices against those purchase orders. Perfectly fine. No written formality or agreement that it has to be registered, stamp duty is to be paid, etc., etc. Not necessary. Now, sale of good is when it's a sale of goods, done, everything is done, it becomes an executed contract. When there is an agreement for sale, it is an executory contract. Why? Because it is yet to be executed. Condition is main stipulation and warranty is a stipulation which is collateral to the good. Okay, this is the particular condition of the good that is mandatory. I warranty you A, B, C, D. It is collateral to the good. Let us first understand the basic concepts, the definitions, what are. Buyer is a person who buys or agrees to buy the goods. Delivery is voluntary transfer of possession of the good from one person to the other. Sale means transfer of property in goods for a price. Please remember, if it is one good in exchange of other, it will be barter. If it's one good in exchange, part good and part money, perfectly fine. Higher purchase agreement. In higher purchase agreement, the seller without receipt of money, entire money, okay, like for example, it's for 100 rupees, if I have taken it on higher end purchase, and I have taken only 30 rupees out of the 100 rupees. And monthly I will keep receiving a particular amount till I recover my 100 rupees. Once I recover my 100 rupees, the property is, the ownership shifts from me to the purchaser. Okay. So the seller delivers the possession of goods to the other person and he charges rent for the goods. After receiving the price of the good, the ownership of the good is passed to the purchaser who has it, the property in his possession. Barter exchange means exchange of goods for goods. Bailment, it means only the possession is transferred from the bailer to bailee. Okay, in such transactions, maybe the purpose of keeping the goods is for in safe custody, or maybe you know for furnishing security. It's not the ownership transfer as such. A contract of sale is made by an offer to buy or sell goods for a price and acceptance of such offer. So you can see there is an offer, there is an acceptance, and there is a consideration in terms of exchange of goods and a price being paid. Now the contract may provide for immediate delivery of goods or immediate payment of price or both. For example, I am going ahead. Let's say this is my mobile phone. I am going to buy this mobile phone. I go on the counter. I inspect the good. I take and I pay. This is the immediate delivery of the good and immediate payment or both. Or maybe I have paid and I say that deliver it at my residence. It may be so that I have paid and I will wait for the delivery, maybe 3 months, 4 months, if it's something which is tailor-made. It may be so that I have given earnest amount, okay, where I am supposed to give 100. I say, okay, take this, I go to a tailor, get my dress stitched. I say, take this 100 rupees, baki ka 500, and on the delivery of the good. Perfectly fine. The contract is okay. Now, definition of sale. What is a sale? A contract of sale may be made in writing or it may be by word of mouth, or partly in writing or partly by mouth, or it may be implied by conduct of the party. The most important part is there should be two or more parties, as one can't sell it to himself. But what you can do is you can sell it to a part owner. Okay? Like for example, I'm just giving an example. A property. I am joint owner with someone. I am selling my part of the property to someone else. But again, there are two different owners. Okay? Now, there must be a transfer or agreement to transfer the ownership of goods from one person to the other. Only possession transfer is not sufficient. Okay, there has to be an agreement and ownership transfer. Mere possession is not a sale. There has to be a transfer of ownership and there has to be a price paid for that. And the subject matter of this sale should be goods which are movable. This does not contemplate immovable property. Sale of goods does not govern immovable property. It is only concerned with movable property. Movable property, vase, phone, etc. Immovable property is your landed property or any machinery grounded to land. The consideration for the sale here is price, which should be stated in terms of money. As I have told earlier, exchange of goods for goods is a barter. Part money and part kind, perfectly fine, but entire kind, not allowed. Okay, all essential, valid essential elements of a valid contract must be present in contract for sale, because here we are talking about contract. Okay, and this contract may be an absolute contract or a conditional. Now, what are the classification of goods? The goods which form the subject part of the contract of sale could be existing, owned, it could be possessed by the seller, or future good or contingent good. For example, I am getting it imported. These big printers, CT scan machines, etc., etc. They are imported. Let's assume by law the import is stopped. What do I do? Okay, so it can be a contingent good that way also. What are existing goods? They are owned by the seller at the time of the sale. This could be specific goods which are identified and agreed upon at the time of sale. For example, my mobile phone. Okay, it's a specific good. I have seen it. It's there. It could be ascertained. This become ascertained only after the contract is made. For example, a generic good. I am defining it has to be this way, this way, this way. These are the definitions of this. Generic goods, these are not ascertained at the time of contract and are defined only by description. Future goods, which are not owned by the seller at the time of the contract but are manufactured or acquired subsequently. Like CT scan. I will not be able to bring a CT scan machine and keep it in my shop. It's a huge big machine which I will have to get manufactured only once some hospital, some doctor has booked it with me. Okay? Contingent goods, acquisition by seller depending upon a contingency. What is a contingency? Some happening or non-happening of an event is a contingency. Now let us understand what is difference between a sale and agreement for sale. A sale is like an executed contract where property has passed from seller to buyer, prices are paid, etc. In agreement for sale, it's an executory contract where part performance is done, part performance is pending, or it's just that agreement has entered into but performance on and price has not been paid. Conditions are yet to be fulfilled. Now, what happens in sale if the goods are destroyed? If the goods are destroyed, the loss will be borne by the buyer even though they may be in possession of the seller because it's already sold. Maybe the buyer did not take possession because at that time he didn't have the carriage to take it. So, if complete sale is done, a good is destroyed, the liability is in with the buyer and not with the seller. However, in agreement for sale, the loss will be borne by the seller even though the goods may be in possession of the buyer. A sale gives the right to the buyer to enjoy the goods against the whole world. Okay, it gives me, I have bought it. This is my phone, I have bought it, nobody else can use it now. But the buyer can only sue the seller for damages, no one else. In case of sale, the buyer can be sued for price of goods. In here, the buyer can be sued only for damages. Okay? If sale is completed, the buyer becomes insolvent before the payment is made, the seller has to deliver the goods to the official receiver. Okay? Or let's say winding up of the company is done. Winding up is ordered. And the company has already paid, the sale is complete, it's just the delivery remaining. Then you will go ahead and give it to the official liquidator. If insolvent, then the official assignee, they are appointed by the court. You will still deliver. But if it's agreement for sale, the seller can refuse to give because obviously I have not received my entire payment. When a sale is complete and seller becomes insolvent after payment of price, the buyer can claim the goods from the official receiver. To the contrary, here the buyer cannot claim it from the official receiver if the buyer has become insolvent. The seller cannot resell a sold good. I have sold. It's in your custody for transport. You cannot sell it to someone else again. It is now my property and I have kept it in with the buyer, with the seller in good faith and for a consideration and for a good title. I hold the ownership title of the good. Here the original buyer may sue the seller for damages if he sells it to someone else. Now what is effect of destruction of goods under the Sale of Goods Act? What happens if good perishes before making of the contract, at the time of making of the contract and after making of the contract? Before making of the contract, if the goods have perished, in that case the contract would be void if the goods are sold without the knowledge of the seller. Where there is a contract for sale of a specific good, the contract is void if the goods without the knowledge of seller at the time when the contract was made have perished. Okay, the seller does not have knowledge of it and it has perished. then it becomes void. You need not, you can't sue for damages. Okay. Goods perishing before sale but after agreement of sale. I have agreed to sell but it's not sold completely. Where there is an agreement to sell specific goods and subsequently the goods without any fault of the seller or buyer. Please remember, it's very very important that parties should not be at fault. If parties are fault and they are given the benefit, it leads to unjust enrichment. It's very essential the parties are not at fault and are not guilty of negligence. If that is the case and the goods have damaged or perished, then in that case they cannot be described in contract. Okay, before the risk passes to buyer, the agreement is avoided. Now let us understand what is a condition and what is a warranty. Very very important. Okay. What is a condition? It is a requirement or event that should be performed before the completion of another action. The breach of these conditions gives the right to treat the contract as repudiated and the aggrieved party can go ahead and file suit for damages. Condition is a very very important aspect in sale of good. What is warranty? It is an assurance given by the seller to the buyer about the state of this product. I am warranting that it will go on for this month, this particular month, this number of years, etc. Okay, and that and in the prescribed facts are genuine. The breach of which gives rise to claim of damages, but not the right to reject the goods and treat the contract as repudiated. For example, I have purchased a washing machine. At the time the machine was bought, it was perfect, in perfect condition, and a warranty has been given that it will go on for a year. 2 days thereafter, it gives me a problem. I can sue under Consumer Protection Act. Okay, if it is not my fault but their fault. But I cannot repudiate the contract. I can ask for replacement in these circumstances. These two are condition and warranty has been defined under section 12 clause 2 and section 12 clause 3 of the Sales of Goods Act 1930. Now let us understand what is the difference between the condition and a warranty. What is a condition? It is a stipulation which is essential to the main purpose of the contract. Whereas warranty is a collateral stipulation to the main purpose of the contract. Condition is a very essential part of the execution of the goods. Okay, for the goods. Whereas warranty may or may not be present at the time. Not every product comes with a warranty. Lifetime warranty, number of years of warranty, etc. Also, a breach of condition will lead to cancellation of contract because that is the condition. I require a pipe with 2.3 diameter inches. You sold me a pipe with the 2 inches diameter, diameter of 2 inches. I can cancel the contract. Okay. My warranty, but it is 2.3 and my warranty is that it will not get spoiled, but it gets spoiled in 6 months. I give, then in that case I can sue for damages. A breach of warranty may or may not lead to cancellation of contract, but you can go ahead and sue for damages if you have suffered damage. A condition formulated is a very basic to contract in sale of goods. Okay, whereas warranty stands as only with secondary importance because obviously it is coming as a collateral thing but not the main purpose. A breach of condition may be treated as contract repudiated. A breach of warranty may lead to claim for damages and not repudiate the contract. So I hope with this you are able to distinguish and understand the difference between a condition and the warranty of a good. It's related to both. The both are related to goods, but the importance are different. Now, passing the property from seller to the buyer. How do we define a sale? A sale is defined as transfer of ownership of goods from seller to buyer for a price. Okay, so what is important, that's why, is the in the transaction of sale of good act is the transfer of ownership from me to you for a price. So hence it is essential to determine the exact point of time at which the ownership of goods were transferred in favor of the buyer. Now, what are the other important parts? Goods must be ascertained, number of goods, the measurements of goods, etc. Secondly, where there is a contract for sale of specific goods, the property in them is transferred to buyer at such time as the parties to the contract intend it to be transferred. Okay, if it's specific good, then when it was intended to be transferred, it stands transferred at that time. How do you ascertain the intention? It shall be in terms of the contract, the conduct of the party and the circumstances of the case. Your terms and conditions mention that within 21 days you will deliver me the property. So within 21 days it has to be delivered, and the moment it is delivered, it has come to me. It has transferred the ownership. If it says immediate delivery to be taken, then immediate delivery. Even if I keep it there in the seller's area, it will be my ownership. Okay. Again, the circumstance we have to see. What kind of nature of goods, when it was to be given, etc.